Welcome to Songwriters from Here and Away. This is a show that focuses on new and established songwriters from Atlantic Canada, across Canada, and around the world. Yes, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Robert Campbell, and this week I've collected a bunch of songs from Canadians coast to coast, and old songs and new songs, some of them in light of the current situation, most of them not. I hope you like them. We're going to start out with Jerry Wall. He released this track called Dumb Enough on an album called The Early Dreams. That would be about 4 years ago now. Anyways, here's Dumb Enough.
Bores me, TV's the same. I'm getting tired of this video game. In life, but it ain't. That's to the grind, but I'm dumb enough to have a good time. My job is shaky, no guarantee. Come tomorrow, I'm not a workplace casualty. My market is great for some other guy. But I'm dumb enough to have a good time. Mama told me pay attention to the things that matter most. But I've got this apprehension that maybe, maybe I don't. The head of the country is crying the blues. The First Amendment is selling fake news. Building a wall that no one can climb. But I'm dumb enough to think that's a crime. I'm still climbing the climb, but I'm dumb enough to have a good time. I'm making a scene till the final chime, but I'm dumb enough to have a good time.
We can be fair-minded and perfect.
Well, I hope you could guess the title of that song is actually Canada. That is by Headlong Hearts and a new release. I'm going to have links to all these artists posted on the website, sfhaa.ca, so you can find them out there. And this is also a podcast show. Share it up. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. We don't care. All listeners welcome, and we love it because the musicians, artists, songwriters need your support. This is a local Nova Scotian group called Hearts of Kin, two sisters from Cape Breton. A while back, I recorded a live concert from these folks. You can catch that on the podcast. There is an episode there wherever you find your podcasts. And this track is called Natural.
Nobody needs to show a baby how to cry. Don't need no flying school for all them birds up in the sky. It just comes natural. It just comes natural. Just grow, lightning strikes, thunder just rolls. I know wildfire knows to burn, like a rhyme to a poet and a song to a bird. I don't tell it what to do, this heart just gets up and loves you. Fish know how to swim. It just comes natural. It just comes natural. Like a wild horse knows to run, like a bullet when the trigger pulls on the gun, like the grass and the weeds and the kids just grow. Lightning strikes, thunder just rolls. Like a wildfire knows to burn, like a rhyme to a poet and a song to a bird. I don't tell it what to do, this heart just gets up and loves you. Just grow, lightning strikes, thunder just rolls. Like a wildfire knows to burn, like a rhyme to a poet and a song to a bird. I don't tell it what to do, this heart just gets up and loves you.
Me completely. swallowed surrendering the rope. You tied my hands to yours. How did it happen this way? How did it happen this way?
You took over me.
I lay down with my face to the ground. I could finally see what I'd found. With your light, you turned your eyes to me, afraid of what I'd see. I stepped forward with my two shaking hands. Faith, but it was running out in the darkness. I was hollowed by the doubt. How did it happen this way? How did it happen this way?
That song was The Life of Augustine by my hometown compatriot, J.J. Miller. He has an album called Hometown Believer that's a new release. Check him out. We're going to take a short pause right now for station identification, help pay the rent and all that stuff. Please don't go away.
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram at cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
Hey. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present a selection from local act Left Handed Archer's newly released third album, A Blue Arctic. Connor Barnes and Peter Sanfilippo return with a tight 33-second record of emotive and wide-ranging electronica, combining beats both menacing and relaxing. For fans of David Lynch, ambient Aphex Twin, Kelly Lee Owens, and The Field, you can enjoy some music while oceans rise and glaciers melt. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream A Blue Arctic now on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Miami Sinking Into the Ocean here now with us on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Beth Harper, host of Phase Radio, airing on CFRC 101.9 FM every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m., where we'll lean into all our different phases. Happy, sad, anxious, angsty, angry, and excited. Tune in each week as we revisit past mistakes, explore dreamy adventures, and embrace current moods with a variety of indie rock tunes.
CFRC
101.9
FM.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Cindy. This is Absolutely Frivolous. Thank you for tuning in and listening to this very old show that has been around the week, different times throughout the years. And now I'm on Mondays at 10:30. Very excited to always be here. Love the station so much. I was talking to some people this weekend and they did not realize that you don't have to be on the air to volunteer here at CFRC. There's a whole bunch of things you can do. You can be part of events. You can help maintain our music library, both the digital and the actual records and CDs. You can be part of helping produce a show, setting up a show, doing commercials for the station, that kind of thing. Go to cfrc.ca, check out the volunteer page that you fill out to apply to be a volunteer. And if there's something that's not listed there that you're interested in helping the station out with, write it down, definitely. What you choose will depend on the amount of training you get, that kind of thing. And, of course, we also have a membership fee to be a volunteer. You can be a member here, I believe, without actually volunteering as well. So more information about that is also on the website. But the best thing about CFRC is we're a student and community radio station. That means community members, I would say maybe a third. I don't know. Yeah, maybe a quarter to a third of our people are community members. Or they used to be students and now they're community members, that kind of thing. Very, very lovely place to be. That's what I'm going to say. And I'm so glad for all the hardworking paid staff that we have. And I hope the other volunteers appreciate them as much as I do, because I see them. I see you guys. I see how hard you work for very little money. And, you talk to me if anybody's giving you a hard time, because you guys work so hard to keep this station running. And we're over 100 years old, and I want it to keep going. And I don't always see that from the other volunteers, but that's okay. I mean, different people are here for different reasons. But I just hope they appreciate the staff that works here and works so hard and gets paid to do so. But not as much as I would hope they would get paid. So, and just an aside, thank you again for everybody who donated to the funding drive. We met our goal and we're very happy. You can still donate if you didn't get a chance to during the funding drive. Go to cfrc.ca, click on the big donate button, and your options are there. Finally, we like to keep up with the community and, of course, current events. So go to our current events page. It's, like I said, on cfrc.ca. We also post some stuff on Instagram, mostly stuff that we're doing, but there is always other things that we like to brag about this wonderful little city called Kingston. There's a 90s party at Something in the Water at 7 p.m. on Friday, January 16th. That looks like fun. Karaoke at Dap Brewing on the same day at 9 o'clock. There's a burlesque with capital T's at the Broom Factory on Saturday at 8 p.m. There's East Coast music at Hotel Wolf Island Saturday, January 17th. And on Sunday is my favorite, is the Memorial Center Farmers Market from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Please head on down. It's also World Religions Day celebration at the Spire, which, if you don't know, is this beautiful old church that has a lovely acoustics. That'll be at 2 p.m. on Sunday, January 18th. If you want something mellow, well, maybe not mellow. I don't know what it would be. but it is a celebration. Go to the Spire just to check it out. It's so lovely there. And like I said, go to cfrc.ca for all your news and events around Kingston and surrounding areas. But you're here for comedy. That's what Absolutely Frivolous is about. I have Canadian comedians, all male. I even end the show today with Colin James, blues country, well, blues pop, I guess, from the 80s era, but I love his stuff. He's got some great songs. Anyway, but we'll start. So we're going to play a little bit of Darcy Michael. Very funny. He and his partner are touring right now, I believe, and they're very funny together. Lauren Elliott, who is a hilarious musical comedian, and he'll be up as well. He's been around a long time, but we're going to start with Pat Thornton, who I adore. He just does sketch comedy like the best. He did a show called Sunnyside, which I still talk about, and I don't know, it was years ago that it was on, but it was so funny. It was weird funny, which I think is my thing. Anyway, so he's going to talk about asking a girl out here on Absolutely Frivolous. Please enjoy on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Here's my impression of me trying to pick up a girl in high school. This is me trying to pick up a girl in high school. Read this when you get home. Yeah. A lot of teenagers keep journals or diaries. Know a lot of teenage girls do. Some teenage boys do too. It's fine. That's fine. I did. I recently looked over my journal and I realized that it reads a little more like I was writing fan fiction about my own life. Because I think I may have been trying to make myself sound a little cooler than I was. But here, I'll just read you a little bit here. Pat woke up before his alarm to a totally dry bed. He went downstairs where his parents were waiting with McDonald's breakfast. Right on, said Pat. No, you're right on, said his dad. And they high-fived and Pat got in his Jeep to go to school. But first he stopped to pick up his best friend, CP. And when that Jeep rolled into the high school parking lot, a girl yelled out, "Hey, is that a pig wearing sunglasses?" And Pat said, "What, you've never met my best friend, Cool Pig?" Now, let me just step out of it for 1 second here and ask you guys this question. Is it as cool to pretend that you're best friends with a pig in sunglasses as I still think it is? Okay, great. At lunch, Pat sat in his usual seat at the head of the cool table. All the jocks buying him fries, all the babes buying him gravy. Of course, he didn't eat all of it. He's an attractive guy who always maintains a healthy weight. All the bonus food goes to Cool Pig. And his other best friend, Indiana Jones. Now, let me just ask you a quick question here, guys. Is it cool to pretend that you're best friends with Indiana Jones? That's the first part. Does it help if I tell you that in the next part, Indiana Jones just wants to get high behind the portables and show me cool whip tricks? Yes. Yes. You know what? I'm going to come clean with you guys. This is a bit. This is just a bit. It's not my real journal. Now I'm gonna get real with you guys. In high school, the big song at the end of all the high school dances was Stairway to Heaven. That's when all the guys would ask all the girls to dance. Now I couldn't do that, so to get around it, what I did was I would just stand right in the middle of the dance floor and air guitar the hell out of that song. Just the whole thing. And I don't know if you remember this, but Jimmy Page played like a double neck 12 string jobby on that one. So I was putting on quite the show. And I don't know what people thought when they saw me, but I guess I hoped that the couples as they danced past me were thinking, awesome. It's like he doesn't even need a girl. Do you think he can air guitar the whole song? He just did. He just did. Got one more story, and in this one, I actually come off kind of awesome in this one. Because I went to two parties in one night. So I didn't die in the first minute and a half like I usually do. Went to two parties in one night. I got drunk at one party with some friends of mine, and then we were gonna go and meet some other friends at another party. And what we decided to do, because it's always a good idea, was take a shortcut through a construction site. In that construction site, I picked up this stick. Because you know when you're that kind of drunk where you decide that you need to be pretentious and have a walking stick? Some of you guys know what I'm talking about because that's a real kind of drunk. Well, I had that going on that night, and I picked up this stick. What I didn't know about this stick was that it was freshly spray painted and was covering my hand in red paint. And as I used it as a walking stick to get to this other party, I passed it back and forth between both hands a couple times, evenly distributing red paint all over my hands. And then I got to this other party, and I'm hanging out, and I go inside, and I'm taking on my shoes, and I'm leaning on the wall, not realizing that I'm leaving red handprints on the wall, down the stairs, and just everywhere, right? I go down, I'm cracking a beer and hanging out, and I have no idea that there's red paint all over my hands. And eventually, the mom of the party comes down, and she's like, does somebody have red paint all over their hands? And everybody starts checking their hands, right? Nope. Nope. And starts going around the room like the wave. Everybody's checking? No. No. And it gets to me. And again, I don't think I have red paint in my hands, but I'm like, I'm part of this machine. I'll do the move. So I'm like, oh my God. And then I looked up at her and I was like, I guess you just caught me red-handed. And the universe just handed me that moment. Because I said that, and then everybody laughed, and then it was just okay. What? There was still red paint all over this lady's house. But I made the joke, I got the laugh, and then no consequences for me. And that's the moment I decided to become a comedian. Just that last line is a lie. Just the last one is a lie. I'm Pat Thornton. Have a great night.
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Some people say that the slide guitar was invented in Africa or southern United States, and maybe that slow sliding sort of slurring sort of a part was, but for me, this part of the sound could only have been invented midwinter on the prairies. Below all day.
Yeah, February on the prairies. 40 below all day. That's why I'm playing guitar this way. You gotta clattering rhythm, foot stomping at a syncopation. Clattering rhythm, foot stomping at a syncopation.
clattering is my teeth chattering. Stomping my feet to restore circulation. Let's do a foot stomping solo now. Yeah. Restore that circulation, baby. Why are you so cold, mama?
I'm Damien from Effed Up.
And I am Jonah from
Effed Up. And you are listening to
CFRC Kingston,
where rock and roll lives.
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
Vibes? You know about vibes?
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
With me.
Tune in every Wednesday from 10 until 11 a.m. while I explore themes, atmospheres, or moods across genres and decades. Whether I'm scoring a scene or doing a genre deep dive, there'll be something for everyone.
I'll give you another tune to help your appetite.
The mood was made
on radio.
CFIC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
School. I don't know what all the big fuss is about, you guys. I spent high school fat, gay, and covered in acne, so obviously it was a breeze. I was super gay. I was like, gay. I was so gay in high school, even the drama geeks beat me up, you know? They did it theatrically, but they did it nonetheless. Little can-can line. I think the biggest benefit, I don't know, hey, gay kids watching at home, take advantage. Your Aunt Darcy's giving you some advice right now, all right? Take gym class as much as you can. Like, every now and then, the gym teacher would surprise me and be like, sorry, kids, today we're gonna have to learn to waltz. And I'd be like, what? I'm just gonna go get my dancing shoes out of my purse, you know? And rugby? Oh my God, don't even get me started on that little orgy in the mud, right? Can't I just be the ball? One clap, success! Screw you, Mom! And like wrestling? Oh my God. Like, we're gonna wrestle today, coach? Yes, Darcy. Do you mind if I light some candles and put on this teddy? This is not your typical CBC crowd. I'll tell ya. That's weird. Well, you are. You look angry. Yep, that's. Yeah. Well, I voted Harper, and this is weird. This is not. Yeah. I'm not worried. You can't hear anything I'm saying. Don't worry about it. It's weird being a gay dude in high school, you know? Like, all my other gay friends never slept with a woman, you know? And I lost my virginity to a girl in grade 11 because I'm not one to make a hasty decision, okay? Until I was about halfway through, and then I was like, oh my God, why didn't I make a hasty decision? Like, what is that thing? Is it even human, you know? Like, do you put your keys in there? Like, nowadays, kids kind of have it, like, a little easier, you know? Like, they have these gay-straight alliances. Like, we never had a gay-straight alliance when I was in high school. The closest thing we had was, like, my straight friend Dave, who was only ever gay in a hot tub, you know? My parents had a hot tub, so it was a gay-straight party. Until right afterwards, it was Fight Club. I think the biggest moment for me in high school was when I came out to my parents. You know, like, I came out 17 years ago, okay? It was a different time back then. Like, Ellen hadn't even manned up at that point, okay? I was blazing my own trail. But here's the thing about my family. Like, my dad was on the Toronto SWAT team for 20 years, all right? So he's like alpha male. And my mom taught Sunday school her whole life. So she's like, yay, Jesus, you know? And I came home one day, and my parents just looked at me, and they said, son, are you gay? And here's the thing. I'd just come home from a party where we had taken a boatload of mushrooms. And now I'm in the living room with me, my mom, my dad, and a dragon. I was terrified, you know, but I just looked at the three of them and I said, yes, I'm gay. And instantly my parents were like, you're our son. We love you. It doesn't matter. The dragon was a little more homophobic. He had some issues. Yeah, he brought up some valid points, but, you know, we talked through it. But, like, my parents, like, they didn't, that was unconditional love, you know? Like, they just said, you're our son. We love you, you know? And because of them, I not only survived high school, I thrived, you know? And I love them for it. And because of that, for the last 17 years, I have made a conscious effort not to eat a banana in front of my mother. That's my gift to her. One thing I wish I had in high school that I have now is perspective. You know, I wish that on any teenager that's out there. Like, it's all about learning, you know? And I've learned a lot of things over the years. Like, yes, it is true that the biggest, toughest guys are almost always intimidated by homosexuals, you know? But here's the perspective that I've learned. These are the guys that wear Ed Hardy and watch UFC, okay? That blows my mind. You're wearing a bedazzled sequin shirt, watching two half-naked men wrestle each other, and I'm the homo, I'm the queen, you know, like. But it's true, you know, like, parents, love your kids unconditionally, gay, straight, whatever, even the ugly ones, love them, all right? But, like, kids watching at home, like, one final passing note. I just honestly, you know, like, I live a great life. I get to tour the world talking about my feelings, and it sucked for me in high school. So just understand that it gets better, all right? Like, life, love, sex, oh, my God, it all gets so much better. Thank you very much, Winnipeg. Have a great night.
This is Glenn Close on CFRC 101.9 FM on Queen's University campus in Kingston.